You know, it may be that more people tend to remember bad days than good days. Looking at what's lined up for me, almost all of them are the worst days. So off we go east of the Rockies to Rick in Kansas City. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Art. Been, I think, about 3 years since I talked to you. Last time was on 40 meters.
All right. Well, you know, I think I recognize your voice.
Yeah. Remember I was the one who was doing my Ross Mitchell impersonation and you popped in?
I do recall.
Yeah. And anyway, mine is kind of along the same lines as the last fellow there. I spent 20 years in broadcasting.
Yes.
And when I have a bad day, it just seems like several things happen all at once.
Inevitably.
Inevitably.
In fact, that's the very nature of a bad day.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. A lot of bad things are going to happen, not necessarily just one.
But this happened to me when I was still in radio, and it's kind of amusing, and it's amusing now, so it's kind of along the same lines as what happened to the previous caller there. I was laughing. That was pretty good, I'll have to say. But anyway, at the time, I was living in Atchison, Kansas, and I worked in St. Joseph, Missouri radio, which is 22 miles away. And I woke up, and I had this horrible pain in my neck. And my left-hand side was, almost kind of numb. So it was pinching a nerve. Anyway, it took me a while to get up out of bed. And I finally got up. And I got on the phone, and I was trying to find a chiropractor or figure out what was wrong. So anyway, I found one in St. Joe, and I was in so much pain, I had to wrap a towel around my neck to kind of support my head because it hurt so bad. Anyway, I got out to the car, drove all the way to St. Joe, went to a chiropractor, got my neck snapped back into place. He gave me a little neck brace to hold it there. They gave you this massage with kind of an electroshock thing that tenses the muscles up to hold it into place. So anyway, I get this done, and I have a radio shift in the afternoon. So I was thinking, well, you know, I'll just get doctored up, and I'll still go do my shift because I love radio. So anyway, I get all of that done, and on my way back, there's a small town you pass through on the way back to Atchison. I saw a deer running from the side of the road. So I slowed down almost to a stop. The deer still hit the side of the car anyway, ran right into the car. The head of the deer came through the window, hit me in my face.
Oh, no.
Twisted my neck, threw it out of place again, and this is all true. Anyway, I was in pain again, severely, so I turn around and I go back to St. Joe with deer mucus on my shoulder, my hair, the side of my face. Yeah. I go back to this place, pay another $50 to get my neck snapped back into place. Anyway, at this point, I decide I'm going to drive, you know, because he's given me a prescription for painkillers, which I hadn't filled yet. I thought, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to call in today. I am not going in today.
All
this
right.
is a bad day. So anyway, I called the station, and the then general manager says, that's the most bizarre lie I've ever heard. He said, if you don't show up for work today, you're fired. So I go back out to the car. I still haven't changed yet, so I got a little bit of blood on my shoulder, deer mucus, and all this stuff in my hair, the whole nine yards, and there's some blood on the door. It didn't kill the deer.
Uh-huh.
And there's fur stuck on the molding and all that stuff. So I drive all the way up there. I walk in like this, and he's standing there with this stunned look on his face, and I said, I wasn't lying. And I told him the whole story again. And he goes, I've got to see this. So anyway, we go out in the parking lot. He looks at the car, at the car door, looks at me, and he goes, well, that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. I couldn't believe that, so I'm really sorry. Why don't you go on home there? And that's how it ended. I still had a job, but he didn't believe me until I drove again all the way back to St. Joe to show him this.
I see. Well, that's the way radio is. It's kind of like the mail must go through, and no matter what happens, you pretty much got to be there. I recall, actually, I think it was in Las Vegas. I was fired from that job no less than about a half dozen times, and generally rehired within the hour. But I worked for an interesting person. I won't go any further in. Actually, I wrote about it a little bit in the book, The Art of Talk, you know, describing some of my career. But it's been a very, very, very interesting life, to say the least.